Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful you are.
Hello, this is the Lauren Show. Coming to you out of Chicago. Today's topic is, I saw this video about linemen and the things that they have to do. And I thought about the cell phone towers and the cell phones. And I said, wow, that's a job I would not want. So that's what we're going to discuss in 1 second. Of the Shirley Ajayi Show. Today our topic will be about the linemen. They have such a dangerous job, you know, and our sympathy goes out to them. I know, you know, climbing up those big towers to deal with the electrical equipment. I mean, you know, that's not an easy job. And when the weather is bad, like when it's snowing, when it's raining, when it's, I hope they don't have to go out there when it's thundering, maybe afterwards, because that's a job I just would not want. I really wouldn't want that job. So I thought about the cell phone towers. Now, I was thinking about this guy who I heard talking, and he said they had built this cell phone tower near his neighborhood, and boy, he said people were getting sick. He said especially the people that had to climb up and all that helped put the cell phone tower up there. So, but then I did a little research and I asked them, you know, about the cell phone towers that they're putting up, and they told me that they were safe as long as you don't try to climb up them, you know, and that so many miles from the so many miles from the tower is safe. And I said, that is weird. That is really weird. So many miles from the tower is safe. Exactly, you know, I said to myself, exactly how many miles from the tower is safe, you know. I mean, really, you think about that, because we're talking about some serious radiation issues. And the cell phone is a new invention in the last, 4 decades or more, but you don't want to get sick. So I think, you know, we should find out how many miles can the cell phone tower be from your home for safety reasons. I mean, they don't really get into that. Really, they don't. You know. You said, how many miles from a cell phone tower does it take before you could say that you're healthy? is in danger. Really. I don't know. I've heard different things. Now, on here it says, cell phone towers emit high-frequency radio waves or microwaves that can travel as far as 45 miles over level terrain. The closer you are, the greater the danger. See, now that's saying something completely different. How close can a cell phone tower be to a house? A typical cell phone has enough power to reach a cell tower up to 45 miles away. Depending on the technology of the cell phone network, the maximum distance may be as low as 22 miles because the signal otherwise takes too long for the highly accurate timing of the cell phone's protocol to work reliably. Okay, it picks up the signal right away. Okay, but what is the safe distance? The safe distance from a mobile phone tower is not an objective answer. See, that's kind of strange. There are multiple factors that affect the mobile radiation intensity. As a thumb rule, anyone in a 150 metro radius could be under risk. And if the tower is 300 metros or more distance, this can lead to weak coverage, leading to signal drops. See, you see what I'm saying? If we can send people to the moon, I know they can do better with this. How far away from a mobile phone mast is safe? Living near phone masts is safe. People living near mobile phone masts are not exposed to dangerous levels of radiation waves. So you keep getting something different. The radiation watchdog has found the National Radiological Protection Board measured power density at 118 locations within 250 yards or 17 mobile phone masts near schools, offices, and homes. Now, I have seen cell phone towers right across from schools. And I'm saying to myself, why is that cell tower so close to the school? I just don't get it. And I noticed that people that have offices near the cell phone tower, they end up moving out and stuff, you know, eventually, and they don't know what it is. They really don't know what it is. So, do cell phone towers kill birds? Almost 7 million birds are killed each year when they fly into communication towers that broadcast TV and radio and make cell phone conversations possible. Worse, the towers often kill birds that are already rare, so says a study in the journal Biological Conservatory. Wow, isn't that something? Is it safe to sleep near a router? It is safe to sleep next to a wireless router as it produces radio waves that, unlike X-rays or gamma rays, do not break chemical bonds or cause isolation in humans. I don't know if that's true. In other words, radio waves do not damage the DNA of human cells. Damaged DNA can lead to cancer. Well, we know that. Are there risks of sleeping next to a Wi-Fi router? Some say yes, some say no. Anyway, so you see, even when I received the cell phone, it said it had a disclaimer on it about the risk of catching cancer, you know, from using it. So I said to myself, wow. At first, years ago, that wasn't the problem. But now, suddenly, there is. So the American Cancer Society is saying something different. The levels of energy used by cell phones and towers is thousands of times less than the limits for safe exposures. Okay, it did not look at the actual exposure, though. So, I don't know. So, anyway, they have different ideas about it, you know. Some say, oh, it's okay. Some say, no. But I'm sure the ones saying, oh, it's okay, are actually the, what is it? The cell phone tower. I mean, the cell phone owners, people that own the cell phones, they're saying it's okay because they want to keep their money. So I'm just saying, be careful. I just still see people putting the cell phone up to their ear. I use wave shields, even on my computers. I got like 4 wave shields on each corner of it. Those are the bigger ones. And the smaller ones are used for the cell phone. And that's at www.waveshield.com. You can order them. They only like $20 or so. You know, you order a set of 3. And I think that's $70-something dollars or something like that, $60-something dollars. So I'm just saying it's a new invention in this century, and, of course, it needs working on. They need to work on it. They can do it. I know they can. But Apple, you know, they got it because it's $1 trillion. So, hey, I guess I'm wasting my time talking about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a waste of my time to even say anything because they're going to keep their $1 trillion. But they can put out more safety things saying this is not safe. Make sure that they explain that. How to, you know, it's like you have to know how to use it to your benefit and your health-wise to your benefit as well as, you know, business-wise. So when I see kids with it, I just tell them, you know, I tell my grandkids about it. I say, now, if you're going to give this, don't get a baby a cell phone. Give them a tablet or, you know, something like that. So he won't be putting it up to his ears and all that stuff. And so that's what goes on with my family. But anyway, my email address is orishow@gmail.com or theorishow@yahoo.com. If you're interested in purchasing some of the wave shields, I do have some, you know, that I keep for my family, but you still would have to pay for. Anyway, this is Shirley Ajayi Carroll, and if you want to get me on YouTube, I'm on YouTube with Shirley Ajayi. Sometimes we talk about it. I do some of everything on there. I even do eating shows. I do readings for people on Mondays, eating shows on Tuesdays and the weekend. So, you know, you can look me up. And I hope this was some help to some people. You know, they're going to come up with some new things to help people with these cell phone towers. I know they are when they keep getting sued if people got sense enough to pay attention to what's, you know, really happening with them. So until next time, I hope that your health stays okay and that you pay attention to your surroundings because that's very important. That's very, very important.
Brown and yellow from lush land of green, with blood flowing through the sand, through the eyes that shine like mine. Thank you.
And that was Imago with Oluwa. Bye.